You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last year, the Coalition Government signalled its intention to repeal the Therapeutic Products Act 2023. Due to come into force in 2026, the Act would have modernised the regulation of medicines and natural health products, making medical devices subject to a similar regulatory regime as drugs. I speak to Professor of Toxicology at the University of Canterbury, Ian Shaw, about what the Act would have provided and the significance of the repeal in terms of New Zealanders' safety. And so the Therapeutic Products Act was due to come into force in 2026. Could you explain a little bit about what the Act would have done?
Yeah, the Act's quite important because what it was planning to do is to bring together legislation to cover medical devices generally. So this would include medicines, obviously. They're already covered by the Medicines Act, but they would have been brought into the Therapeutic Products Act to make sure that they're safe. So it would require, as is required now, some sort of safety testing, some efficacy testing, and then a risk-benefit assessment to make sure that the risk of the medicine is worth the safety of it. But also, it brought in, which is new to New Zealand, medical devices, things like, you know, pumps to pump insulin into diabetics, because these currently aren't regulated formally. And that was really very important, I think. And then thirdly, and in my opinion, the most important, but not everybody agrees with me, is the natural health products, things like complementary medicines, the stuff you buy from supermarkets and sometimes pharmacies, that are used to treat low-grade disorders. We can talk about those in a few minutes' time. And currently, they're not covered at all by any medicines-related act. They're effectively regulated in New Zealand as foods. And the reason they're regulated as foods is because a lot of them are components that would be in foods, like vitamins and metals and so forth, that might be present in food at low concentration. So bringing together all these things under one act is, I think, a very good idea, because it provides the basic idea of test the risk, test the benefit, put it on a scale, decide whether the benefit outweighs the risk, and if it does, go ahead, and if it doesn't, don't allow those products to go onto the market.
Yeah, would you be able to talk a little bit more about what role the Act would have had in ensuring New Zealand's safety when it comes to risk assessment of medicinal products?
So looking at the risk assessment of medicinal products generally, this would include, of course, medicines and complementary medicines, you know, herbal remedies and so on. From the point of view of medicines, that as I said earlier, that's well and truly in the bag already, and we have extremely robust processes, and the drug industry have to go through a long process of testing the efficacy. Does the medicine work? How much of the medicines you need to take to get a good output? So, you know, for example, if you take paracetamol, you take two tablets and your headache goes away. If you take one tablet, it might go away. If you took half a tablet, it almost certainly wouldn't go away. But then if you take 20 tablets, I'm making that up, I don't know how many it would be, if you take 20 tablets, you could well die. So the Medicines Act makes certain that the amount of medicine necessary to have the desired effect doesn't cause unacceptable toxicology side effects. That all makes sense, and that's, as I say, it's well in the bag, and that's done, and it's all good and done and dusted. But if you look at, for example, complementary medicines, which, as I said earlier, these are now pretty well legislated as foods because a lot of their components are contained in foods, they have no testing whatsoever. So since they're foods, you don't have to test a food to make sure it's safe. The Food Act says that all foods have to be safe, but there's no specific testing for that, and so complementary medicines don't get any testing. And what this Act allowed would be to enforce some, I'm going to use the word gentle testing. We're not talking about the robust testing for full pharmaceuticals for medicines, because that costs millions of dollars. And it would be foolish, it'd be stupid to subject complementary medicines to this. But it would be a good idea just to have a bit of a look to see if these things, A, are beneficial, and B, if they have any toxicological side effects, and whether their benefit outweighs the side effects. And this is, you can look at this in many different ways. So for example, there are a whole load of compounds on the market, but one that I've been a little bit interested in is olive leaf extract. And this contains a series of chemicals which can have positive effects in all sorts of disorders. Whether there's enough in olive leaf extract to do anything, nobody really knows. But it also has toxicological side effects. And I was involved in a medical case once where a woman had taken three different complementary medicines that all happened to contain the same material. And she became reasonably ill because she'd taken a fairly high dose of that material. Whereas if it was a medicine, that would not be possible because there would be a dosing regime which was based on safety, which would be written on the label and your doctor wouldn't prescribe above that.
And how has the government justified repealing this act?
I feel like bursting out laughing, but that's not very professional of me, is it? I can't understand why, I'm going to be vernacular, why the hell anybody would ever repeal such an act. It's utter stupidity. And I mean, another aspect of the act, just to illustrate the importance of it, is that for a medicine can say this will cure a particular disease, or this is beneficial in the management of a particular disease. Paracetamol will get rid of your headache. Aspirin will get rid of your aches and pain. An antidepressant will make you less depressed. And those statements are based on efficacy studies in patients, big clinical trials to make sure that they work. Some of it's controversial, but that has to be done. Whereas, for example, for a complementary medicine, they're not allowed to make those claims. They're called medicinal claims. So they're not allowed to say this thing will make you better. But what they can do is say it is believed that this medicine might have an effect in the common cold, or might have an effect in COVID-19 or whatever. But for the, you know, for Joe Public, you and me basically, perhaps not so much me because I'm into this sort of thing in a research way, but you look at one of these complementary medicines, and if you picked it up and it's for sale in a pharmacy and it says, you know, it is believed that this will be effective, you don't really realize the nuance between it is believed that and it will. And so these companies are trying to make these things look like real meds. And this act would prevent that happening. And which is why I use that as an example, because I find it difficult to understand why a government would repeal it. Because that's a really very valuable and useful process to make sure that the New Zealand public are safe from what could be problematic compounds that don't need any form of testing or any form of appropriate labelling.
And you've spoken a little bit about the 1981 Medicines Act. As an over 40 years old piece of legislation, do you think that it's outdated?
I think the Medicines Act is perfect. And, you know, Medicines Acts all around the world, they all came in around about 1980-something or another. And I was quite involved, in fact, in the UK, as you can tell from my accent, that's where I'm from. And, you know, it's robust. And you can't really improve an act that says you've got to test whether a thing works and prove it, and you've got to test the safety of a thing and then balance the two. You can't really change that very much. You can tinker around the edges. But the Therapeutic Products Act brings in other things and gives them, like medical devices and complementary medicines, which you've talked about, and puts them on the same sort of footing as proper meds.
And just to kind of conclude what you've been talking about here, what do you think the consequences of this repeal will be for New Zealanders? What might a return to the status quo look like?
Well, a return to the status quo would be just that, you know, there'll be no change, which will mean that medical devices won't be, I'm going to use the word properly legislated, and I'll caveat that in a few minutes' time, and complementary natural health product won't be legislated except in a food context. But I think medical devices, and to some extent natural health products, we've got to be fair about this. And the companies that make them, of course, they don't want to have any problems because they're not very good for their product if, you know, people start getting ill or dying, which isn't going to happen. So they will make every effort to make sure that they're as safe as they possibly can. But there's no regime, there's no laid down process for doing this. And that's what the Therapeutic Products Act could have done. It's also important to note, and I'm sure you know this, that the Act, which is the Therapeutic Products Act 2023, was going to come into power, as it were, over a fairly long period of time. So it's a big act. I've got it in front of me here, and I don't know how many pages it is. It's 256 pages. That's one hell of an act. And all of that couldn't be brought into place at the same time. So the administrators or the civil servants would be looking at what they can actually implement at a particular time. So they might say, you know, in 2024, we'll implement the medical devices. In 2026, we'll look at natural health products. In 2027, we might look at herbal remedies, that sort of thing. So it wouldn't have all come in at the same time. But basically, by not having it means that there isn't a framework to ensure the safety. And of course, ensuring the safety ensures the safety of New Zealanders as well.
That was Professor of Toxicology at the University of Canterbury, Ian Shaw, speaking about the Coalition Government's plan to repeal the Therapeutic Products Act.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.